when I was 5 years old, my sister, who was 5 years older than me, she was 10, took this musical theater class. And each semester, they would put on a show. And it was Oliver. And I had to sing, "Who Will Buy This?" I had to sing for an audition. I cried. I was terrified. I didn't want to stand up in front of anyone and sing at 5 years old. I was, what is this? And then when I got to actually get up and move around and dance and sing and connect with people, the audience, I thought, this is really cool. Oh, look, they're laughing at me. You know, because I was so young, I was looking at all of their faces out in the audience. And did they like me? Were they entertained? Did they feel something? So as a five-year-old, I thought, I have an opportunity to change somebody. I know that sounds deep for a five-year-old, but I was like, oh, I can entertain them. I can make them happy, or I can make them sad, or I can, you know, however they felt before they came into theater, I'm going to change them. I'm going to change them when they walk out the door. They're going to feel something different. And I fell in love. I fell in love with musical theater. And it was an opportunity to, for me, Josephine, it's kind of my mission in life. It's my mission in life to affect people that way. And musical theater is such, it's an American art form. That is a true American art form. And it's inception that we thrive on. We need, no matter what else is going on around the world, right? Or in our daily lives, politics, war, you know, whatever, we can go see musical theater and be swept away. We can get lost in a story. We can hear music and it take us somewhere we never thought we'd go. We can see dance and it can change us and affect our spirit. And just, and that's why I do it. I do it because I want to share, and I want people to feel something deep inside. And if I'm not in that place, if I'm not in that open place when I'm creating, it doesn't work for me. And I always tell my dancers when we start working on a number, I tell everyone, I said, okay, if you're in this room with me, you have to be open. You have to be open, because the more open you are, the more my work will inspire you, and you're going to inspire me, because it just unfolds. It's magical. Otherwise, like I said earlier on, it's just dance. It's just steps, shuffle ball change. Yeah, but how do you do that shuffle ball change? How do you feel inside? What kind of story are you trying to tell? You know, how are you going to take the audience on that ride?